Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
It's another ordinary Australian day. A coffee before work, grandparents heading home after a family visit, children looking forward to the day ahead. By all appearances, it's just another day, until it isn't. That is AusAlert. It's loud, it's deliberate, and it's intended to jolt you into paying attention. On Monday, you and millions of others across Australia will experience it firsthand, exactly as it's intended to be experienced, sounding from your phone during a nationwide test. From October, several emergency agencies will begin rolling it out as a new way of warning people about life-threatening emergencies. Emergency Management Minister Christy McBain says AusAlert is designed to deliver warnings more quickly and reliably than the existing text-based system.
AusAlert is a modern, more capable system that will deliver emergency alerts to more people in a more timely manner than the existing text-based emergency alert system. The system was developed in response to the 2020 Royal Commission into National Natural Disaster Arrangements, which identified the need for a more modern, reliable and nationally consistent public warning capability. Cell broadcast technology, which is used successfully in 35 other countries, is that technology. The benefit is that it is not telco reliant. If a tower is available, compatible devices will receive that alert. And there's no issues with network congestion.
Developed following recommendations from the Black Summer Royal Commission, AusAlert is designed to address weaknesses identified in the existing warning system. Minister McBain says one of the biggest differences is how the alerts are delivered.
One of the issues with the current system is if a telco tower goes out and you don't have access to that telco provider, you currently don't receive an emergency text message. With the new system, we use a triangulation or a modular square of towers. So as long as it pings off any of those towers, you still receive your AusAlert notification. So it is a much more resilient system in the fact that it's not reliant on one tower, but a quadrangle of towers.
In other words, compatible phones can receive a location-specific alert from several nearby mobile towers, rather than relying on a single tower that may have gone offline during an emergency. The National Emergency Management Agency says state and territory emergency services will decide when and where AusAlert messages are to be issued, with each jurisdiction using the system according to its own operational needs. Emergency services will also determine the target area for an alert, with the message broadcast from mobile towers serving that location to compatible devices. For the most part, the vast majority of those in Australia will never be in an emergency situation requiring an AusAlert. But just in case, the government wants you to know what it will sound like as the system's first nationwide test is conducted this coming Monday. Ms. McBain explains what people can expect.
So at the moment, obviously, there will be a siren that sounds on the 27th for 10 seconds, and you'll get a notification on your home screen. So it no longer will come through the text message app of your phone. You'll get a notification on your home screen that is much larger than you would normally see on your home screen. It will say on the 27th, this is a test. We are testing AusAlert. You do not need to take any further action. You can get more information from the AusAlert website.
The alert is designed to override silent mode and Do Not Disturb on compatible devices. While that's intended to make sure warnings aren't missed, it also raises important safety considerations for some. Karen Bentley, Chief Executive of WestNet, the national peak body for specialist women's domestic and family violence services, has this advice for those who depend on a concealed secret phone for support and in case of an emergency.
National test will be a critical alert, and this means it will sound through a device that is on silent or do not disturb. WestNet's recommendation is that on Monday, if you do have a concealed or hidden phone to support your safety, that you consider turning that device off or switching it into aeroplane mode 1 hour before the national test on Monday, and to keep it off or in aeroplane mode for 24 hours. So you will still receive an AusAlert national test if your device is on silent or do not disturb. However, a phone that is switched off or in aeroplane mode will not receive the alert.
Authorities are also reminding motorists not to attempt to handle their phones while driving. The official advice is, if you receive an AusAlert while driving or riding, stay calm and don't touch your device. Mobile phone laws still apply. Don't read or respond to the alert while moving. Only check the message when your vehicle is turned off and it is safe and legal to do so. For the most part, emergency agencies support the new technology. But some states say the transition from the existing emergency alert system needs to be managed carefully. Queensland Emergency Services Minister Daniel Purdy says the state supports AusAlert, but has concerns about the transition from the existing emergency alert system.
AusAlert is potentially life-saving technology, and we do support that, but we need to make sure Queenslanders aren't put at risk, and there are concerns around the gaps as we look to transition from the emergency alert system to AusAlert.
Among the concerns are those held by regional communities with limited or no mobile phone coverage, which continue to rely on automated voice messages sent to landlines. Queensland's Emergency Services Minister wants to ensure those communities remain protected during the transition.
Well, as has been reported, the automated voice messaging, I think it was reported there was a strategic level meeting from fire departments, and the fire department doesn't come under me in Queensland, but they've raised concerns about the automated voice messaging. Queensland is the most disaster-prone state. We've got a lot of people in regional communities that rely on those landlines. So we'll be asking those questions today, and as I said, we still need to make sure that Queenslanders aren't put at risk.
The federal government says that's why both systems will continue to operate side by side while AusAlert is introduced, leaving it up to emergency agencies to decide which warning tools to use.
The two systems will continue to run alongside each other. We know that states and territories will continue to use emergency alert for this higher risk weather season. We are continuing, obviously, to test AusAlert, the national test coming up, obviously, next week. But we have that capability for this higher risk weather season if emergency service agencies wish to use it for this season as well. This is a new technology. Obviously, it'll be great if we could use both systems to make sure that people are getting advice and notification if we need to advise people in those critical alert situations, but that will be a decision for emergency service agencies who are in control of whatever that disaster may be at the time.
Authorities say Monday's nationwide test is also about identifying any issues before AusAlert is relied upon during a real emergency. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Jihad Deeb says that's exactly why testing is going nationwide.
This is about a test case to make sure that we get messages out to communities in their time of need. Obviously, the test coming up on the 27th of July will give us a really good understanding about what further improvements can be made, about the impact that this is having, and about any things that we need to continue to do. The number of questions that were being asked, these are the active conversations that are happening between the states and the Commonwealth.
AusAlert is designed to work alongside existing emergency warnings and information services. Ms. McBain says it's intended to complement, not replace, advice from emergency broadcasters and frontline responders.
In an emergency situation, people want as much information as possible. And if they get that through a text message or an alert and notification on their phone, they are grateful. They get that from their emergency broadcasters, they love that. When they hear it from emergency services on the ground, They believe that and they understand that. So there is no one silver bullet in emergency management. This is another tool in the toolkit, and it's incredibly important that people continue to listen to the advice of emergency services.
Most Australians will only hear the Oz Alert tone during Monday's test at 2 p.m. their local time. The government hopes that is always the case. And if the day comes when that sound is heard for real, they'll want you to recognize it, understand it, and act on it.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.